Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. Hey, you ready for the good stuff? Today, you can take a big sigh of relief. We're finally at the place where the hard work of Psalm 130 begins to turn into hope-filled advice. We'll discover two hidden gems in the scriptures that teach us how to live in God's daily mercy and forgiveness, so we don't have to go through seasons of hiding. Today, as you walk, you will memorize Psalm 130, verse 5. Let me read it. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. You see the two gems? Wait on the Lord. Hope in His word. These are the ingredients of the Christian life well lived. They're the turning point in this psalm where the writer moves from despair to hope. And discovering these two things, well, it was my turning point too. Maybe it could be for you today. Waiting on the Lord. Let's talk about that. What is it? We can often dread waiting, feeling like there's nothing we can do, and we wonder if God's doing anything. But let's get a new perspective. The Hebrew word for wait here is kava. It means to bind together, to collect, to tarry, or to wait. Now, first thing, it's a verb, so it's not passive. It implies activity. What kind of activity? Well, the literal meaning of kava can refer to binding or twisting strands of rope. So picture two strands of rope being wrapped into one another. This word is a metaphor for how time spent in the right way can allow our hearts to intertwine with God's purposes when we wait in hope. Now, I often don't wait on the Lord. I wait by self-soothing or medicating with, well, one of my medications is food. I'll eat and eat and eat my sadness. Another one, screens. When I feel the Lord is not moving or I'm afraid or my prayers are not answered, I reach for my phone. I start scrolling, looking for useful posts or even doom scrolling the news, anything. It just distracts me from the wait. It's medication. And I'm binding myself to the screen, to the food, when I use those neutral things to pass painful time. Anybody? You been there? What God wants me to do is talk to Him, worship Him, read His words of truth and His promises in the Bible. That's how a Christian woman waits. She waits on the Lord. She binds herself to His word. Now, waiting on the Lord doesn't mean He's late or distracted, leaving us to walk through life in a hurt. It also doesn't mean we're without something to do. It means we don't run ahead or set our own pace. We keep in step with the Spirit, walking at His pace, not ours. But make no mistake, this word is a verb. It's an action word. So this is an active waiting. Let's remember, Psalm 130 is a song. It's used in a corporate worship setting as Jewish pilgrims made their way to Jerusalem uphill to celebrate the feasts. It's active walking, but it sure felt like waiting. I mean, imagine, the children have been grumbling. Are we there yet? That's another thing I do when I wait. I bind myself to complaining. You too? But just when those Jewish women think they couldn't walk another step and they couldn't wait any longer, they see the big final climb. They can see the golden gate of Jerusalem, the one Jesus will walk through to palm leaves and hosannas, though they don't know that yet. It's a vision of hope. The hard, active work is almost done. Now, I don't know about you, but just before the Lord lifts me from my hard waiting and into His presence, well, that's when the waiting is the hardest. Lean into Him. Lean into His words. Worship Him. Avoid the temptation to bind yourself to screens and grumbling and food or whatever else you use to medicate. Wait on the Lord. Okay, let's get you walking and memorizing Psalm 130, verse 5. One last thing, grab your copy of this season's Holy Girl Walk memory guide titled Forgiven and Free. It's available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. Make a gift of $25 or more to True Girl and Born to Be Brave before the end of this month, and I'll send you Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130. Happy walking, friend.